Okay. I'm really excited to do this. So, let's go.
Okay, so we're back. It's another episode, but it's a game. And what's the game?
So, we decided on a song for each member.
Yeah, so using only BTS songs.
Yes.
If each member was one of those songs, which song would they be? Okay, but here's the thing. Like, when we first talked about this game, you guys were like, we'll just pick the solo songs, duh. Yep. So we excluded the solo songs. Those, we can't use those. So we have to pick other songs.
Yep.
Okay, so you want to go like RM, Jin, Suga?
Yes, okay. Yes, okay. Okay, you do RM first.
Okay, so for RM, I chose. Wait, do you think we have any that are the same?
Yes.
How many?
Two.
You think we have two the same?
Yes.
I say we don't have any the same.
Okay.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, so for RM, I chose. Wait, what time is it?
I don't care!
I'm just kidding. I can tell you're looking so. I'm trying to like stall. Okay, I picked Mic Drop.
You.
Yeah. And the reason is, because I feel like that's what he's done with his life. He is like he's like reached for the stars and like shot way past them. He's like in other galaxies. Like he did what he came to do and he's like not stopping, you know?
Okay. So for me, I almost kind of focused more on like their negative kind of things.
Oh, so, like their challenges?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's fine.
Yeah, so I chose Fake Love for RM.
Yeah, I was... I was almost, it's because my tea was hot. I was almost going to pick Fake Love. That was actually my first choice. And then I saw Mic Drop because I think that Fake Love is really like RM's heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that it's his heart too, especially his relationship with ARMY in the past, because like so many ARMY used to put him down, you know what I mean? And like now like ARMY's like, let's go. We go cheer on our boy.
Yeah. Yeah. I almost, so I can get why you picked that. Yeah.
Jin.
Okay, but you do Jin first now.
No, you
did. No, I did RM first.
Fine. I chose Dope.
Dope. And why?
So the reason why I... Sorry, she pointed the mic towards her instead of me. The reason why I chose Dope was because Jin, he used to always talk about how, like, he wasn't a very good dancer. He didn't know how to sing at the beginning. And he totally has just, like, blown all of us away. Like, he's gotten better at dancing. Look where he is now in singing, you know what I mean? And Dope is about, like, staying up, like, late, doing stuff, and, like, just so they can get it perfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just so he could have that satisfaction of knowing I'm a BTS member. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I like that. I picked Young Forever. Because I think that Jin is definitely going to be, like, forever young in his heart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I think he even, like, now, like, even when we watch, like, Bon Voyage and stuff, you can see, like, that childlike innocence in his heart whenever he does anything.
Yep.
You know? So, and I even picture, like, when he gets married and has kids, like, he's still going to be just silly Jin.
He really is.
Yeah. Yeah. So I picked that.
Okay. Now you do Suga first.
So I picked Don't Leave Me for Suga. Because the lyrics are really deep.
I've never seen the lyrics.
You've never seen the lyrics.
So.
Okay.
I almost chose
that. Well, like you almost chose that, really? But you didn't.
Yeah.
But the lyrics are really deep. And, like, Suga is... I just feel like he always lives in, like, a very deep place.
He does.
Like, he is one of the deepest members, I think. But let me pull up the lyrics and let me see if I can read you, like, some of the lines that just reminded me of him. Oops. Well, I don't want to watch the video, though, because that'll take
forever. Well, then you have to look at
him. I know. Okay. So, like, don't leave me in English...
Because we don't know Korean.
Yeah, because we don't know Korean. Okay, so... So, like, one of the things that it says is, don't leave me, I believe, start running, no ending, you're my heartbeat. No matter how much rain falls, no matter what darkness erases. Like, that's deep. Like, no matter, like, how dark things get.
You're my heartbeat.
Yeah, you're my heartbeat. Like, and it says, I'll definitely save you. And I kind of feel like... Like, in a way, Suga does like to save people. And I think that that's why he's so selective about who he lets in his circle. Because he knows if you're in a circle, he'll do anything for you.
Yep.
Okay. So, what did you pick for
him? Okay. So, I think it's called Hip Hop File.
Yeah. I like that song.
So, the reason why I chose it is...
She keeps doing the thing with the mic.
Sorry. The reason why I chose it was because I think that Suga, so basically BTS for a long time was not considered hip-hop when they were doing hip-hop and stuff because they wore makeup and, like, they, like, you know, looked – they weren't as masculine as most men. And so, like, the whole thing that happened with, like, Be Free and stuff, like, that's a good example of it. And so I feel like Suga, like, he is the rapper in K-pop that is on all those videos that says, like, this is the real K-pop. Like, these rappers that are, like, hardcore rappers, Suga is always on there. So he basically showed people that even though he looks... pretty, he wears makeup, he dresses nice, and is not that masculine, that he can still be a real, like, hip-hop artist.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a big part of him, is, like, knowing that he can overcome, like, what other people think. He can shove his success in other people's faces.
Yeah, good. Like, he doesn't let other people define him.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, J-Hope. So I went first with Suga, so you go first with J-Hope.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Truth Untold. Oh my god, me too! Oh my god, I swear I didn't think we were going to get any of the same. Oh my god, okay, but you have to say your explanation first.
Okay. So my explanation...
It's going to be the same explanation. It has to be. If we pick the same song, it's got to be the same reason why, but go ahead.
Okay. So I picked The Truth Untold. Sorry, I'm still smiling. Because, like... people have always said that, like, J-Hope has, like, a very, like, he can put on a mask kind of thing. And, like, the whole story with The Truth Untold is that the guy never went outside to talk to a girl just because he thought he was ugly. So, they're basically doing things that aren't them, that prevent them from actually being themselves, and then that causes consequences. So, if J-Hope, like, puts on a mask all the time... Anytime the mask comes off, like, it could hurt people's feelings because that's not the real him.
Maybe he thinks that. He thinks people's feelings would be hurt. Yeah. So I picked it because, do you remember in one of the interviews, I think it was the puppy interview, they asked him what their favorite songs were off the new album. And J-Hope said, Truth Untold. And it was, like, the slowest, saddest song on the album. And, like, it was kind of strange that that's the song that he picked. And, like, even RM was like, really? Like, he looked at him like, really? And J-Hope, like, nodded his head like, yeah. So then I, like, looked up that song and the lyrics and I was like, how interesting that he picked this song. It must have really
affected him.
Yeah, and it must have, like, significance and meaning to him. So I agree with you completely. Like, I think that there's... something, like, there's a truth in him that he hasn't yet conveyed or he's not yet comfortable sharing.
Yeah.
Wow. Mind blown. I cannot believe we picked the same song for him.
Okay, so I thought that me and you would get the same one for Jimin. So let's see.
Yeah. Okay, so I picked Dimple.
No.
No.
Definitely not.
Okay. Okay, so I picked Dimple because it's about... like a girl, obviously, with really cute dimples, and she's like so. Or well, in this song, it's a girl. Oh, they do say girl. And she's like mesmerizing people, and like she has people under her spell, and like And I feel like this is who Jimin wants to be. Like, he loves being that person that is like so cute and so adorable and so loved and so liked and so admired. And like, that's who he really is. Like, do you remember when we would first like go places? Everybody's bias was Jimin. Yay! Like, he is, like, people are spellbound by him.
Oh, trust me. He was my bias tricker for, like, the first, like, 7 months I was in ARMY or more.
So, and that's why I picked this, because I feel like the song was about this girl who essentially, like, just has these boys under her spell because she's so cute and adorable. And I feel like that's Jimin. I mean, look at Jimin and Jimmy Fallon. Like, I mean, everybody just loves Jimin.
The only person who can do that to Jimin is RM when he dresses up like a girl.
Okay, so what did you pick for Jimin?
I picked Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Ah, I can see that.
Okay, so the reason why I picked Blood, Sweat, and Tears, first of all, that was a very important era for Jimin because that was the era that he basically starved himself to get skinnier because he felt that he was too fat. And so that was, like, a really important era for me because it basically taught me, like in a way, someone could look perfectly fine and not be okay. And, like, it just showed me that, like, it's really not okay to do that because he, like, has said before that, like, he gets sad. You know what I mean? He used to have depression and stuff. But Blood, Sweat, and Tears really reminded me of him because I remember him talking about how he used to almost get kicked out of the group. And, like, he worked so hard. He worked until, like, 3 a.m. just so he could be in that group. And that's his blood, his sweat, and his tears. Yeah. And he cried on Burn the Stage because he messed up. So this means everything to him. Singing, dancing, everything. So,
and he puts in all the work that it requires and then some.
Yep.
That's a good one.
I was just like, I looked at my list of people and I was like, that one's Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Okay, so V, my Tay Tay. But you go first.
I can't remember. Ooh, I chose Cypher 4.
Really?
Okay, so let me tell you why.
Here, hold the mic.
This is a big explanation. So, like, everyone knows that Tay loves rapping, you know, with the rapper line and stuff. But so I chose Cypher Part 4 because I thought that the reason why Tay always loves rapping with the rap line is because he almost wants to be able to just, like just go off on people, you know what I mean? But he's such a nice guy that, like, he can't do that because he's afraid that he'll hurt people's feelings. Mm-hmm. But, like in singing, like, you can express yourself, but you can't do it like rap. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, in rap, you can say anything, but in singing, you kind of have to repeat the same thing. So, like, I think that Tay is just such, like, a nice, like, open guy that, like, he would just, like, you know, just, if he could write, like, rap lyrics, like, he would just kind of flush out what he feels.
Oh, okay. Okay, I get that. Wow. Okay.
What about you?
I picked Hold Me Tight.
Well, isn't that the song that he wrote?
You said that. You said he had something to do with that song. So I think that's part of the reason that, I don't know if he wrote some lyrics or if he helped produce it or arrange it, but every time I hear that song, I think of you saying that now. But then, like, the lyrics are Hold Me Tight. Like, and I feel like that's how V wants to be loved.
Yeah.
Like, he is a very loving, like, he will hold you tight, like, he will, like, do whatever you need, but he also wants that. Like, some people can just give it and don't really need it as much or want different things, but V, I feel like, wants to be loved with that affection that he gives others.
Yeah.
He needs that closeness and, like, that physical touch, yeah. You know? So that's what I picked for him.
Yeah. Okay, now your turn
for you. Oh, God. Okay, and since we couldn't pick solo songs, I picked Magic Shop. You didn't pick that.
No.
Okay, so I picked Magic Shop because I just really love that song. And I feel like, in a way, Jungkook leads like a very magical life.
He does.
And I also feel like he is in his own universe.
Yeah.
He has created.
Well, that's why I have Jungshook.
He has created his own magic shop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine, like coming into Jungkook's universe? Like, hello, welcome to my universe. It's super perfect, you know? And not, like, perfect and, like, everything's great. But, like, everything works out. And, like, even when there's not so great moments, it ends up working out. Like, there's a lot of trust in his universe. Like, he knows everything will work out.
So, I was almost gonna pick Hold Me Tight for V and Magic Shop for Junk, but I thought that wouldn't count because they both wrote the lyrics to the songs.
Oh.
So then I kind of figured that was a solo, but I'm kind of glad the ones that I picked.
Yeah.
So
okay, will you tell me what you picked for Junk?
You're gonna be really surprised by this.
Okay,
I picked Run.
Really? Oh, I can't wait to hear why.
Okay, so excuse me again. Why is my voice cracking so much? I picked Run because, well, Jungkook joined the team at 15. He obviously didn't have a normal childhood. And so Run is basically, to me, like, especially, and more based on the video, it's basically just them getting in trouble, them doing what, like, maybe even average 20-year-olds would do, you know what I mean? 16-year-olds, whatever. So, in a way, like Jungkook, obviously, he probably got in trouble, like, a few times, you know what I mean? But he was in the public eye. So, if he did anything wrong, he would be released. Somehow. And so, he basically never had, like, an opportunity to, I don't necessarily want to say get in trouble,
no,
but,
no,
like, live.
Yeah.
And so, run to me is about living. Is about doing stuff that even might get you in trouble, but, like, you just keep going because you can't stop. And so I feel like Jungkook never had that experience. And that's why I chose it for him, is because, like, I don't know if he misses wanting to, like, maybe even just go out and be able to party with his friends. But, like, you know, I just think that he didn't have that. So I picked that for him. So.
I love that. I can see you want your bad Jungkook back. That's what it comes down to. You're like, please get in trouble. Please be my bad boy.
Well, oh
I thought this was so interesting. I love when we analyze things like this. I just do. And like,
except for that last comment that she
did. I'm just joking around, though. But here's the thing. It's like, if we did this in 2 weeks, you know, like, it could have been a different
song.
Yeah, we could have picked totally different things. So, but I like
Wait,
that we did
I
this.
One more thing.
Oh, you have one more thing to say?
Yeah. So, I also picked songs for BTS as a group.
You didn't tell me to do
I'm
that.
Sorry.
Okay, what'd you pick?
So, I picked Wings and Young Forever. Because I feel like all of them, even though they're going to grow old, that they'll all be the same, like, people. Like, and always be friends, even when they're old. So, therefore, they'll always be young. And I picked Wings because Wings is about growing as a person. And, like, I think that they've totally grown as people. And they've also helped people grow. You know what I mean? I mean, they helped me, like, be me. So.
And we're not done yet. Like,
Oh. Like
we're still all of us, like, the whole world, we're all still just, like, in this journey going forward. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I agree. I like Wings for them.
Wings makes me very emotional, no matter how hyped it is. It makes me very emotional. Like, this is just making me emotional.
No, I'm sorry. I'm playing and she's getting emotional. Okay. Well, I love our game. That was fun.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, my God.
We should do one with English songs.
Like, non-BTS songs for them?
Yeah, but, like American pop.
There's so many songs, though.
Yeah.
That would be so hard for me. Okay. I think we better stop because this is approaching 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's one of our longest.
I'm so sorry.
But it was good. Yeah. It went by fast. Okay, guys. Well, thanks for listening. And if you guys want to tell us who you think each member is, feel free to reach out to us. And then also, you can follow us on Instagram at AE Talk. We would love to hear you, hear from you. We'd love to hear you. We'd love to hear from you guys there, too. Yeah, do you want to say anything before we go?
Be yourself. Be yourself. And listen to K-pop.
And, yeah. Love BTS.
That's our motto now. Bye!
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.